This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American that I'm talking about, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Welcome aboard on Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of things going on, as I'm sure you're probably aware, that it's just a booming business, I guess you would say, if you're talking about the news business today. It's absolutely exploding out there. And, of course, we don't know why we're having such audio troubles getting to you guys. But apparently that seems to be in the wiki right now. So we're going to be trying correcting all this right now. Don't know why this is. But, anyway, I think we're getting on the right track here. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And make sure that you also visit our sister site, which is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And we've got just tons of information for you as to why you should be listening and paying attention to what's going on New California. And, of course, the reportage that you're about to get here on Agenda 21 Radio about California and all the other things going on, banning Bibles, anyone? Looks like California is going to be trying to ban Bibles now. And our very own Chris Street has one of the top stories on Breitbart about that. We're going to be talking about that. Can you imagine that? No First Amendment right issues there, do you think? I don't know why that might be a problem for people. It sure seems to me that might be a big problem for people if they don't understand you know, the First Amendment issues that are going on. Anyway, I know. It's just a tease. It's early in the morning. It's a Monday morning, and boy, are we just struggling. And by the way, beautiful, beautiful ceremony over the weekend, if you didn't see it, in Houston, Texas, for Barbara Bush. And our condolences go out to the Bush family. Boy, what a classy lady. What a classy first lady Barbara Bush was. And, you know, aside from the politics about her husband and everything and her son, she was a first-class first lady. And that is history. That is absolute history. And hopefully all first ladies can emulate in the future. Actually, you know, just her humanity was just a wonderful thing for all of America to see. Anyway, okay, let's get down into some real nuts and bolts about what's going on. We're going to be talking about this voter initiative that's out there. When I say voter initiative, it's called voter fraud. I guess it's just to say that we're going to be talking about what is really truly going on with voter fraud in California and other places, because there's some reports that are out about that. And it's not just California, it's all over the place. And we're going to be looking into, well, specifically California, because it's so corrupt. We know it. We absolutely know it. And again, I'm saying, I'm out there on the stretch. I think there's a real probability that in California, you might not see a general election in California. Just my guess. I don't know why I'd be guessing at stuff like that, but that's just my guess right now, that California might not be able to have its own primary. Well, I mean, its own general election. It's going to have primary. And oh, by the way, the primary, as you know, maybe you don't know, but the California primary is winner takes all. The top two go to the general election, regardless of party affiliation. It's no longer that the top Republican versus the top Democrat in the primary. No, they changed that around in 2010 so that we could just streamline that monoparty behavior, and that's exactly what we have right now, is that monoparty behavior stuff that's been going on from California. Monoparty, meaning that there's no real Republican or Democratic party. It's all just mishmashed into one, and they're all in lockstep with one another. That's called a dictatorship, and that's exactly what we're enduring out here. And, of course, this is the monoparty system. It's all been by design. You have to just sort of break it out and see what's going on over the last 20, 30 years to really understand how they've worked really, really hard, those, the progressives on the left, to destroy our electoral system and everything else through this whole monoparty system. And we've explained it many times, but we'll, you know, again, repetition, reinforcement, just some of the things that I've learned as a teacher that we always have to do in this business so you can understand what's going on. Okay, so anyway, we got that whole thing going on. Some other things that are happening, though, and I think this is, of course, a big note, is what in the world is going on now with the Russia probe? Aha! Big revelations, of course, Comey and others, and last week we had that whole thing, that whole brouhaha going on. But now there's some other things that are happening, and it's for Mueller. Now, these are the headlines that I popped open last night and this morning as I was, and of course, been paying attention dutifully over the weekend as to what's going on. The Russian lawyer questions why Mueller hasn't contacted her. Aha! She's one of the central figures in this whole thing. And she is the one who discussed, she's a Russian lawyer who discussed sanctions with Donald Trump Jr. in New York, during his father's 2016 campaign for the U.S. presidency, said Sunday that special counsel Robert Mueller has not contacted her yet. Now, she's central to all this. She's central. She's really central. And where's Mueller been? You would think that this is during the 2016 campaign. She meets with Donald Trump Jr. in Trump Tower. And I think, you know, who else was there? Paul Manafort was there. And so this is, again, before the election. So she's trying to get some sanctions lifted by Donald Trump. That's basically what it is. So she meets with his son. Now, you would think that that's some sort of collusion of some sort going on there, right? Well, of course, the meeting has been discounted like crazy as to meaning nothing. In fact, everybody, Mueller, who was everybody who was in the meetings, including some other secretaries and so on, said there's nothing there. They were really disappointed by the nature and the content of what they were being delivered. So that was something that was just a big revelation, a big, it was a big revelation over nothing. There was a nothing burger, as we sometimes call it. So this this lawyer, Natalia Vleshenkaya, also detailed in her recent meeting in Berlin with investigators from the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. They met with us. Well, we, the Senate Intelligence Committee. She did. Where is Mueller? Like Mueller, the committee is investigating allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. So where is Mueller? Get it? So, in other words, it's veering way. If you're not going after one of the prime witnesses, and she's a willing witness, she'll come down at no problem. You see, this is what Mueller is afraid of. He's afraid of the truth. And she could tell the truth. And that just won't fit his narrative. That just won't fit the whole thing about trying to destroy the sitting president. You know, we're going to have some clips from Devin Nunes, where he's talking about this is perhaps, this whole scandal is perhaps one of this nation's largest security breaches of all time. Probably one of the most criminal escapades in government of all time. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Really happy to be back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Aren't you? I mean, my goodness gracious. Okay, so, yes, what in the world is going on? You know, we're trying to figure out our little sound problem we have here. I think we got just one too many monitor speakers on. That's just, listen, when we're not on air, we rock it around here, just to let you know. Man, the music just rocks and rolls and everything else. So anyway, okay, so we got a lot of things going on here. We're going to be talking to, I think, Chris Dree, actually. We're trying to get this whole thing squared away because big article, of course, came out about a certain assembly bill that's going to, in California, and this is like the tease, but in California, that is, shall we say, going to eliminate Bibles. You just can't have Bibles anymore. Yeah, in California. You know, Karl Marx would be proud, wouldn't he? I mean, are we just telling you that we're nothing more than a communist nation around here? I mean, a communist state? And, of course, as California goes, so does what? So does the rest of the nation, right? I don't think so. Let's hope that it doesn't anyway. I don't know what that is all about. Let's hope that it doesn't go that way. Anyway, okay, so... whoa. All right, anyway. LA Times misses the point. This is about the LA Times, and of course this is in relationship to New California, and one of the articles that the LA Times wrote about the three-state split thing. And it's interesting, they use New California in the title of it all, but they don't mention New California as the alternative to this whole thing from three-state split. So I just thought I'd chime in, and I just sort of mention a few things in my article, which seems to be kind of going really, really well. People are really looking at it. It's absolutely, I think, rocking it out there in some circles on Facebook and also on Twitter. It says, New California State is the only way to make a new state. Now, this is in contradiction to this crazy article that came out from, the LA Times. It says, if the three California measures qualifies for the ballot later this spring, and there's no reason to think it won't, voters will be confronted with an existential question. With one check mark, they could start the process of breaking the 168-year-old Golden State into three pieces, the new states of California, Northern California, and Southern California. Okay, now this is this writer's opinion from the LA Times. And right up front, in the first three lines of the article, they're completely wrong. They're completely wrong. And I got to tell you, this is playing upon some things where people do not understand the Constitution. So right away, you cannot by one little check mark and vote start to throw a state or create a new state or three new states. You can't do it. That is not the way the system and the process works. And that system and process is in the Constitution. Hello? Now, I don't understand why these people are doing this kind of crap. Excuse me, that's because that's what it is. These are now. I bring this up because, and I'm going to pound on the media here. I get a call is I've gotten many calls from reporters, but I get one on Friday. I got a call on Friday from a reporter wanting me to make comments and interview and things like that for the, you know, for the new California thing. Well, at first it was kind of interesting because it wasn't about New California. It was about, he thought it, I was Tim Draper, I think. So right away he got it wrong. But he got everything off our website, newcaliforniastate.com. He got it off there, which was great. So he dials the 800 number and he gets me on the phone. Says, hey, well, you know, is this, you know, so-and-so? Yeah, I said, this is me. And he's identified Paul Preston. Great. But then he goes into this whole thought process and questioning thing about three-state. And so I said, well, you know, I think you're a little confused because we're not about the three Californias. So he had my name right, he had the website right, but he had the name of what we were doing wrong. I mean, and so, and he's assuming I'm like Tim Draper, but my name is Paul Preston, and it's okay because he got the website. And so, all right. Now that is craziness from a reporter, if you ask me. So I was straightening him out. I said, whoa, wait a minute. We're about New California. And he's like going, And so I said to him, I said, you understand what that means, don't you? I said, we are about the two states. And I said, he's on the website, and I see, if you take a look at our picture, I directed him to the picture of the state. I said, that is what we're about. We're forming another state, period, end of subject. And I said, then I went into this whole thing about why Draper's thing is a failure. It's not going to happen. And so he's kind of like going, oh, I spend 30 minutes with him on the phone, and I'm explaining him the details. I'm explaining him the details about Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. And he's kind of like, wow, I just kind of apoplectic. Now, this guy, I think he said he was 32 or 33. It's clear he had no understanding. I said, when did you take, the last time you had, government class? And he said, in high school. And I'm like going, okay, but did you take, study the Constitution? He said, no. Okay, so that kind of tells you, I said, this whole thing with the state split, the whole thing with, all this is in the in the Constitution. And it's right here. So this is what it says. And this is where I had to get him up over the hump. It said, new states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new states shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states, here's the salient part, without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress. Now, in that sentence, Article 4, Section 3, does it say anything about voting to get you a state? And the answer is no. Does it say anything about having the governor involved? And the answer is no. And so I walked him through it. I told him about some case laws and things like that. And he goes, man, he says, I'm really glad I called you. I said, well, you really need to study the Constitution and kind of get some input. And I said, I'll be more than happy to talk to you anytime, and so on. That is the state of affairs. So it was kind of interesting because at one point he expressed a great deal of exasperation. He said, boy, this is really complicated. I said, it may seem complicated if you're ignorant about the Constitution. It's not so complicated. I mean, it takes a lot of work, and there's a lot of moving parts to make it all happen because you have to work with the people. You have to put your feet on the ground and run with it. And it is, it's no quick fix like you'd try to find with a ballot proposition. That is not the way it works. It takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication with everything going on. And, you know, he said, wow, that's why he said, man, there's a lot to this that I didn't know. And I said, well, now you know a little bit more now, don't you? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and certainly visit newcaliforniastate.com. And God, break out the Constitution. When we come back, I'll tell you the second part of the story. which will give you complete hope. Now, I know a young lady from USC is listening, so here's your story, girlfriend.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. Let's figure this whole thing out. The Constitution. This is the story, part deux. The second part of the story about the Constitution, the reporter, and the student. Now, this all happened Friday afternoon. We're right in the throes of New California getting ready for a state meeting, which we had on Saturday. We'll tell you about that. And I get a call about 30 minutes after the reporter. From a student at the University of Second Choice. No, I'm sorry, it's USC, University of Southern California. How can I say such? Because I sent, you know, back in the day when I was teaching and coaching and administrating, we sent a lot of students to USC. So, you know, it's kind of like a sister school, so to speak. And I've taken classes there and things, you know. Anyway, so I can say that. I could say University of Second. No. We're spoiled children, all that stuff. Anyway, so I get a call. And it's a student, a freshman student, taking some sort of government class. And she's doing a project on New California. A project on New California. And I thought, okay. Here I go back into the education business. I can take this mind of mush. Well, sort of. This girl was good, though. This girl, I'm telling you, great, great attitude. Great. She was wonderful. So she calls, and it's basically the same kind of thing. So the perception is New California is like, well, that's the new Tim Draper three-state split. I said, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. I said, first of all, the Draper thing is unconstitutional and will not fly. It doesn't pass constitutional muster just on the get-go. It just doesn't. It's a distraction. So I trash it. I tell her what it is because of what it is. And I said, are you familiar with the Constitution? She says, yes. And she had taken her government class, and she's been studying the Constitution. I thought, there is hope. So I'm just in it. Okay. So I said, are you familiar with what goes on when you form a new state? And she goes, no, I'm not. And I said, okay. All right. So I said, you've come to the right place because I can help straighten you out. Now, again, I'm a propagandist for the Constitution, openly so. But I do understand that it is a little bit difficult for some people to understand and comprehend and even read it. When you start talking and writing and so on in constitutional ease, if you know what I mean. Because some of these words, you know, and some of the words in the middle of the sentences are capitalized, you don't think of it, you know, like the word consent. You know, in the Constitution, they have the word consent, right? It's capitalized right in the middle of the sentence. I mean, who would think of consent to be capitalized? Well, it's capitalized for a reason, for emphasis. And, you know, for religious connotations, you say that, you know, God and that sort of thing in there. And you're thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, divine and divine providence and things like that. They're all capital. D and P's are capitalized and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, that's odd. And why are they capitalized? For emphasis, obviously. Anyway, so that, you know, that's just a little bit. I understand it's a little bit gangly and ganky sometimes to read this kind of stuff. So, you know, I said, okay, so the Constitution is this. We kind of cover the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And those that even think that one doesn't complement the other or the Constitution doesn't play off and that vice versa, I said, you're nuts because that's the way it works. Once you make that little discovery and that little epiphany, that's a big deal. And the other part of it is it's a God document. Both of these are God documents. They're designed godly. That's the design behind all of them. God-given rights, anyone? That's why it was so significant to people when John Brennan, the CIA director, took his oath of office on a draft copy of the Constitution without the Bill of Rights. You know, I mean, in other words, the Bill of Rights are God-given rights. And for him, he's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. That's not his God. Get it? Now that is significant. Isn't it? When you have your CIA director that did that. Oh, it looks good. We can keep the American citizenry happy with the notion that I'm swearing it. Oh, it's on the Constitution. It's the draft Constitution without any mention of God or the God-given rights, right? Without the amendments. Those are our God-given rights. And we're going to talk about that First Amendment right, which in California, again, under attack. So this is where this young lady was starting to really kick in because some of her her notions of studies and things like that she had in high school starting to kick in a little bit, and she's starting to be able to relate some things about the verbiages as we go through this. So I said, okay, so let's start with the state propositions that are out there about, you know, splitting the state, and then you have CalExit and, yes, California. They want to secede and so on. So I walked her through all that and explained everything. I said, now look. In Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, it states this. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states, parts of states, without the consent, with capital C, of the legislatures, capital L, of the states, capital S, concerned, as well as that of the Congress, capital C, on Congress. And then I said it also happens to deal with this. that if you want to form this new state, you have to have some kind of rationale for that. And that happens to deal with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is known as the Guarantee Clause. Now, I'm explaining all this, the Guarantee Clause. I said the Constitution and the federal government is guaranteeing everybody who lives in a state the following, that they're going to be guaranteed a Republican form of government. I explained all the Republican thing is representative government. I said nowhere in the Constitution does it mention democracy. And that's the thing for all of us to learn. We should not be using the word, we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic. Now, the Democrats would like you to just always say democracy, right? Because they do have that narrative. We need to shape that narrative around to just stating we live in a republic. And we demand, because we have a God-given right, for a republican form of government. That's one. That's part of the Guarantee Clause. The next one is to be free from invasion. And then the next one is to be free from violence. And I said to her, I said, the Constitution guarantees us this, and when the state government does not guarantee that, and is going in the face of the Supremacy Clause, and I quote that. So I read that all to her, and so she says, cute as hell, she says, you know, I understand, I think what you said, but, you know, can you interpret it for me? So I had to interpret Article 4, Section 3, and Article 4, Section 4, and the Supremacy Clause. So we spent quite a bit of time on the phone. And I'm telling you, it was really, really compelling. It was exciting for me because I'm back teaching again, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, the other part of it is that she was listening and she was learning. And she was taking the copious notes. I could hear her writing down notes. She was, don't go so fast. I got to write down. I thought, that's just like I used to lecture, all that stuff. So just don't, you know. So I said to her, I said, I think you're on your way. She goes, God, I'm so happy. So she says she'll call back. I said, I want to know, though, if you think your teacher, your instructor at USC, do you think he understands anything that I said to you? And she goes, not a chance. You see, that to me says this about higher education, the college, university. Because, you know, used to work with them all the time. They don't know diddly-do about the Constitution, and this is a problem, isn't it? But I'm encouraged by this young lady. I said, how many people and kids in your classes have this kind of conversation or at least some notion of the Constitution being involved in things? And she says, well, pretty much all of them. Now, there's a glimmer of hope there, isn't there? Just, I know it's one school, but it's a good test copy. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. 10-year teacher who called Barbara Bush amazing racist cheered at festival. This came out of, see, Fox News. I've been meaning to track this professor down because she's at Fresno State. This is the embattled Fresno State professor who tweeted out against Barbara Bush last week was hailed on Saturday at a local literary community and received backing from civil rights group, of course. Rhonda Jara, a tenured English professor at the school, also known as California State University of Fresno, sparked outrage after she called the former First Lady an amazing racist moments after she died and said she's happy the witch is dead. I missed this. I didn't see this one. This is one of her tweets. It says, PSA. It says, either you are against these pieces of and their genocidal ways, or you're part of the problem. That's actually how simple this is. I didn't see the whole thing. I did not see the tweet. Says, I'm happy the witch is dead. Can't wait for the rest of their family to fall to their demise the way 1.5 million Iraqis have. Bye. Says, Jara has since left the country and is currently on leave. This semester, a university investigation is underway. Although the professor was widely condemned for her remarks, a local Fresno literary festival applauded her each time they heard her name. Jara was set to headline Lit Hop, a day-long festival for the art community, but withdrew just days before the Fresno event due to the controversy. So, now, Fresno City College, the organizers, okay, so now they're throwing in the mix here, because now we get tweets from, no, this is a news advisory from Fresno City College. Okay, so I want you to get confused, because I was a little bit confused. I mean, I've been to Fresno State. I get all that stuff down there. They put out a news advisory saying to everybody, says the Fresno City College and the Lit Hop 2018 organizers wish to send condolences to the Bush family as we join the rest of our country in mourning the loss of our former First Lady, Barbara Bush. The headline speaker at Lit Hop, Rhonda Jara, has informed Lit Hop organizers that she will not be a participant in this weekend's events, which included her appearance at Fresno City College Saturday evening. Oh, okay, so this, the plot thickens. The plot thickens. Yeah, I just, you know, Fresno and that whole area is very, very conservative. So I'm, you know, kind of wondering about, I'm wondering about this. Is she going to come back? That's a question. We acknowledge the severity, says Jarrah's statement. So, while we respect the right of free speech, even objectionable speech, Jarrah's statement at, oh, this is one of our, her own, and do not reflect the values of Lit Hop or Fresno City College. We acknowledge the severity of her statements and take very seriously the concerns expressed throughout the community. The safety of each individual, including Jarrah's and all members of the Lit Hop and Fresno City College community, is our paramount concern. You notice that little point there. The safety. The safety. The safety of each individual, including Jarrah's and all members of Lit Hop, is our paramount concern. We do not support violence or threats on social media or elsewhere. Rather, we value civil discourse and look forward to the necessary healing ahead. Very well written, I might add. Somebody really thought this one out. Lit Hop 2018 events will continue as scheduled with a different headline reader to be announced soon. For more information regarding blah, blah, blah. Fresno City College. Okay, so that's Kathy Bonilla. We might call her. I might call her and see what she has to say. Says, I supported Rhonda Jarrah's free speech, and I also denounce any violence against her or threats of violence, said Lee Hendrick, founder of Lit Hop, told the audience of around 100 people. The Fresno Bee reported. Juan Luis Guzman, director of the festival, said the controversy over Jarrah's remarks brought the community together. I saw a lot of people showing their love and support for Rhonda. Right, Juan Luis Guzman. Carmen Jimenez-Smith, a poet and the new headliner of the festival, dedicated a poem to Jarrah that included a passage, "A writer is dangerous, according to the Bee." The poet said, Jarrah is a writer who tests the limits and peruses liberty through her literature. There you go. Jarrah also received support from a Fresno State lecturer who claims to have been demoted after tweeting that President Donald Trump must hang in order to save American democracy. See, there's that word democracy again, right? How about saving the republic? But you see, he doesn't know that because, you know, democracy is tyranny. It says Lars Majek, a history lecturer, wrote Wednesday that the university and the professor is siding with Jarrah's attackers and is failing to stand up to the fascist threat to academic freedom. How about his threats to civil discourse? Multiple advocacy groups came out in support of the professor as well. It says Jarrah's tweets are unquestionably protected speech under the First Amendment, and Fresno State has no power to censor, punish, or terminate Jarrah for them. Adam Steinberg, senior program officer for FIRE, Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, said in a statement to Fox News. Okay. Well, you know, she's a slime ball, let's face it. And, you know, if I had a student go into Fresno State, I said, stay out of her class. She's vile and disgusting. And a slime ball, too. Did I say this Rhonda Jarrah is a slime ball? Yeah, these are my feelings. I have feelings, too. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. All right. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on in newcaliforniastate.com. And a lot of things going on. Man, it's busy traveling week again. We're going to be traveling to San Diego, talking about New California and a town hall down there in Poway. Also here in Northern California, going to be up in Gridley and also in Paradise, looks like, in Butte County. And then we're going to be stopping off in Orange County, in Placentia. Placentia on Sunday. So on Saturday, it's going to be San Diego. And on Sunday, it's going to be Placentia. North Orange County, next to Yorba Linda in the Nixon Library. Isn't that interesting? So we'll be doing some travels down in that area. You know, it's going to be kind of nice. It's going to be, you know, a lot of traveling. But anyway, I look forward to it and look forward to seeing everybody in Southern California about the new California state business that's going on. A lot of things. We brought in, legally voted in a new county, which is San Luis Obispo. San Luis Obispo. We're all going to be down there on the 16th of May. Town hall going on there. It's going to be kind of a big deal. Let's see. We'll see how big the deals actually are. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and make sure you visit our websites, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, now, Sunday Slam yesterday was kind of an interesting day. I think a lot of spring fever going on, a lot of people excited about what's happening in New California. A lot of questions about that. I hope we answered everybody's questions. Anyway, but thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.